could you explain to people about the different cultures in terms of how business is done here compared to how it's done there? Because clearly there's a much more boisterous, loud attitude run by Rex Orion.
Yeah, and I think that starts with Rex. I mean, Rex is a jovial guy. He enjoys what he does. You know, I'm not saying one way or the other is right or wrong, but there's more than one way to skin a cat. He's been, for the most part, pretty successful over there. So, you know, you can't really point fingers at who's right or wrong, but, you know, we have a different way of doing business over here, and I enjoy it.
How many friends on the Jets do you still have, do you still talk to, and will there be a lot of busting going on this week?
You know, I think at this point in the season, everybody is so focused and concentrated on themselves right now. Obviously, you know, it's a big rivalry, and we'd like to win the game, but at this particular time, I think the New York Giants in specific is concentrated and focused on ourselves right now. You know, there's a lot of adjustments and corrections we have to make from our game in Jacksonville. So we would love to beat them, but, you know, we would be more satisfied with making the corrections that we need to make right now. So later on down, when the games really count in the season, we're where we want to be.
Yesterday, go ahead.
I mean, obviously, I think everybody knows how important that was. I mean, that was kind of what started the avalanche of wins for us, you know. And I think there was a particular play, you know, that 99-yard touchdown catch that Victor had. I think after that play, you know, I think we really got a boost of confidence from that, and we were able to parlay that into, you know, putting a lot of road wins together.
Even though you're a punter, not a return guy, you see some of the problems our return guys have had, or your return guys have had here. How can you help them? I know yesterday you were doing some higher kicks. Mm-hmm. Tom wanted to get more reps out of them.
Sure.
What can you do for them?
You know, I mean, I think it's just kind of giving them a little veteran advice. You know, those guys are both young. You know, I think we've got Reuben Randall, Jerron Hosley, and J.J., so I think all of them are obviously incredibly talented, but at this point, it's just it's keeping your confidence, because after having something like that where you fumble a punt, you know, you can lose your confidence, and once you lose your confidence, it's hard to get it back. So I think just staying positive with those guys, encouraging them, and trying to get them as many reps as they can, because, you know, that's huge for them right now.
And obviously every other team sees that, they know that, and that puts even more pressure on them.
Sure. You know, I mean, I think just about the best athlete on every team is going to be the guy that's returning the kicks and punts. So they're very talented, but I think it's more of a mental game at this point than it is anything else. So we just want to keep them positive, continue to encourage them, and like I said, get them as many repetitions and as much practice as possible.
Hey, Steve, I wasn't here, but I saw a picture and I heard about it. Can you tell me how the proposal went yesterday?
I thought it went great. She said yes. I don't know if I'll get invited to the wedding or not, but no, it was fun. It's very flattering, you know, to be requested to do that. That was it was a lot of fun.
How did he approach you?
I think he contacted the PR group here, Peter John Baptiste, and requested that the craziest guy on the team help him out. So I don't think he had to look too far down the roster. But it was a lot of fun. You know, obviously, whenever you get to do something like that, it's, you know, kind of it's flattering, because it makes you realize how important you are to a lot of people. I mean, the guy, hopefully, cross your fingers, is only going to get married once, and I was the one that helped him get engaged. So that was cool.
Do you wish this were the third preseason game of the year? Is there any thought about that, or it doesn't matter?
No, you know, because I feel like myself, I've got some improving to do and some adjusting to do. You know, and the same thing for me. The more reps I can get in preseason, the more ready that I will be for the regular season. So I'm ready to get out of training camp and go home and see my family. But, you know, I do need probably another two or three preseason games to get ready for the regular season.
Steve, a couple of guys said that the real rivals for you guys are, you know, the NFC East, and the Jets are just the guys who are in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you feel the same way?
No. maybe that's because I used to wear that other jersey. But, you know, they share the city with us, and when you have bragging rights in your own city, especially New York City, that's a pretty big deal. So although the getting a win in our division is worth 1.5, beating the Jets is pretty sweet.
Steve,
to benefit you that they only carry one punter, one kicker on this team, unlike other teams that have specialty kickers?
On this team in particular, I'm glad that it's only one because Tom Quinn does a good job of making sure that he doesn't overkick me. You know, I only kick every other day. And the days that I don't kick, I work pretty much the entire practice with Zach Diossi on my holding to make sure we're perfect for Lawrence Tynes. So on other teams I've been on, we've punted every day, so it helps to have another guy in camp. But, for the Giants, they do a good job of taking care of me.